Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
This is the jam. Listen to Johnny Gill blow. Listen to him. I know that I can count.
Give it a little volume, Pep Blasio. Yeah. That's not possible. Tell
me, can you ever restore? Now listen to Ralph. He's going to blow. Different pitch. Different pitch. Whose voice do you like better, Johnny or Ralph?
It's a beautiful musical blend is what it is, though.
It's real music, so I'll give him that.
Nice.
I like the way you gyrate. Tim, get a video of that. Doug is
that is hot.
Feeling the music.
There is some rhythm.
You like how I dance?
That's what the girls say to Biff.
My eyes are up here, though.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 590 The Fan KFNS. We're in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin, Vaughn Jennings, Randolph Jr. with you, the Plowhawk on the ones and twos. Are you getting comfortable with these ones and twos, Plowhawk? I know it's like day three, four here.
Yeah, finally am comfortable to play drops. As you can see, I incorporated them with some Biff phone calls
right
at the beginning. So I think it's going more smoothly than the last couple of days, and it'll only get better. So.
You're a pro.
Thanks,
I'm
going to
call you.
One
of the texters suggested you're now Plow Daddy.
Plow Daddy.
Plow Daddy is
I like
a good
that as
name.
An alternate name, yes.
Yeah. Alternate jerseys. Well, every Friday here on the program in the 9 o'clock hour, the great Lisa Ann is going to join us. Jennings has a couple of non-football related questions he needs to get to, but we're going to talk fantasy football with her every week here on the program. Doug, she knows her stuff. She's an AVN Hall of Famer, of course, but also a SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio host for hashtag Fantasy Football Friday. Tweet questions at The Real Lisa Ann. She is brought to you by DB's.
DB's Sports Bar in Soulard presents AVN Hall of Famer Lisa Ann.
Do you still travel the country and feature at all, or is that also in the past?
Nope. I hung up my stripper shoes as well. No more clear heels for this kid.
She's now a champion of the SiriusXM Celebrity Fantasy Football League and joins us for hashtag FFF.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's Fantasy Football Fridays.
Oh, wow.
Well, you really have carved a niche, girl. I'm proud of you.
Tweet your fantasy football questions to The Real Lisa Ann using the hashtag TMASTL.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
This is a great question.
And now, here's Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann, are you there?
Presented by DB Sports Bar in Soulard, where awesome food and drinks are served by some of the finest girls in St. Louis.
How about the work of the sneaky vile one, Jennings?
Good. Sneaky V. Good. I mean, he gets better and better.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I love that bumper. I have to tell you, the clear heels bit is something that still makes me laugh.
That is the work of our great producer, John Seymour. I know you've been in contact with him. He is the best in the business, and we're thrilled to have you on every Friday because, yes, we enjoy talking stag films. Don't get me wrong. We've had you on a number of times, and you know your stuff when it comes to fantasy football. Did you see anything coming last night that wound up playing out in Foxborough?
I 100% did. I have told all of my friends for the past 3 months to please get Tyreek Hill. And then about 2 months ago, I also jumped on the Kareem Hunt bandwagon. So I have monster points in quite a few of my leagues. I also played Mike Gillisley. It was a really tough play. I wasn't sure how he was going to do, but I'm looking at a score right now of 65-0 against the competitor in one of my 19 leagues. It just feels good. It feels good to
leagues.
Win, people.
Nice. 19 leagues, Doug. 19.
I jumped on the Rex Burkhead bandwagon. That didn't go so well for me.
That was chump change for you, buddy. You can't even get a taxi for the points you got there.
Lisa Ann's already in your kitchen.
They threw to him a couple times, but Brady was off. He just was not himself last night.
I played Brady over Alex Smith last night because that's the educated choice, right? You would always play Brady over anybody. Alex Smith sitting on my bench getting me an MVP award of 37 bench points.
Mm.
Wow.
37 points is what he brought in last night. Lisa, and you're in Las Vegas this weekend, am I correct? I heard tell, so you're up early.
I'm in Las Vegas for some high-stakes tournaments, and I have to tell you, it's funny how my life has gone from one group of guys to another group of guys. I've gone from, drunk guys inside strip clubs to now seriously obsessive fantasy sports players, and these rooms are anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000 to buy into a league. When you walk into one of these drafts, I tell you, 10 girls can walk by naked and nobody would look up.
No.
Nobody would look up.
These guys are obsessed with fantasy football. So do they creep on you at all about your porn career, or do they don't even care? They just are so obsessed with fantasy football.
They creep on me about my fantasy football advice. They don't even care about the other stuff. They're too focused on, you know, who's your sleeper this year? What do you see going on in the backfield in New England? Like, what's your prediction? You know, they're just intense. But it's really neat. It's a new venture for me. So I'm trying to kind of witness all of it and see how everything plays out, see how maybe it could be more fun.
Will you do DraftKings? I'm just curious, because that may factor into some of my questions.
No.
I am crushed right now because when you're in Nevada, you can't play.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, my
God, I forgot about that. You're right.
I'm driving out here now. I already have about 10 DraftKings and 4 FanDuel lineups set, but I just set them because they had some good contests running and I was going to tinker with my lineup. And halfway out here, when I was like at the California border, I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be able to adjust these lineups. So I actually pulled over at a gas station and tinkered with my lineups the best I could. And I got to wait it out until I get back to L.A. on Sunday.
Gotcha.
What, I mean, what is it, like an hour and a half to the Cal? Or is it an hour to like California? You could do that if you really want to degen out.
Yeah, I could. But I'm just going to wait because I will set between 30 and 50 DFS lineups every weekend.
Wow.
Well, I was just filling out. We have a private league with 300 people every week on our show. And you can do that by going to the TMA fan page on Facebook and or the link I tweeted out on Twitter, 300 people. So there's legitimate cash at play when you're talking about that many people for a private league. And you're always trying to look for value. Now, of course, people are going to be on guys like Le'Veon Bell, especially going up against the Browns. I would imagine anyway. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to just suppose things.
You are right.
You know, you would assume the Steelers get up and then they just start grinding with Bell and David Johnson against the Lions. Those are big plays. But what about some inexpensive value plays after you've spent a lot of money on some of those high dollar guys? Who do you like this weekend, Lisa, in as far as value plays?
In the tight end spot, I'm really looking at Charles Clay in Buffalo. Going up against the Jets, we already know that's going to be, you know, a crazy easy. There's not much left in Buffalo since Sammy Watkins is gone. You know, the shakedown really went. And you know LeSean McCoy is going to get everything that's on the ground because, really, who else is there? But I really see, you know, Tyrod getting it out there and airing it out to Charles Clay. I think that's an easy pick. When you're looking at the L.A. game, L.A. against Indy, everybody is so worried about, you know, no Andrew Luck. But when you think about Jack Doyle, the one big target that Tolzien can hit in the center of the field, we don't see Tolzien getting crafty, trying to get anything up the side. I think Jack Doyle is going to be an easy play. And the two tight ends with a low price, if you can save your money at tight end, you can bump yourself up to a Doug Baldwin, you know, a wide receiver in the 4,500 to 5,000 range.
Nice little play there, Doug. You're writing it down, too.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, we've got this thing on DraftKings where if you pick the perfect lineup this week, you win $1 billion.
Yeah.
So if you could go ahead and
give
us...
I know, that's the one I had to adjust my lineup, believe me. I was so in that one. I'm like, if my life would change, don't worry, I'd still call you guys.
Thank you.
During football season.
Doug, would you still come in and do the show if you won $1 billion?
The money
no.
of it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Would you take it all at one time, or would you take it over 30 years?
No, Doug, you like to take it all at once.
You're not going to be alive in 30 years. You take it now.
That's the way I look at it.
As far as the high dollar players this week, is there anybody that you would fade because of their matchup?
I really do worry about Phillip Rivers on the road. I mean, not Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger on the road. Everybody does. But everybody's looking at this like, oh, it's against Cleveland. It's a laydown. I would fade Roethlisberger 100% right there. I am looking at the Philadelphia-Washington game and thinking that nobody is going to really think Washington can pull this off, but Terrell Pryor, a new target there for Kirk Cousins. Pryor is a quarterback-trained wide receiver. I just see him being able to get the looks and get open where he needs to be. So I think that's going to be a good one, even though Philly's defense is decent. And I just went into all my leagues and put in Buffalo as my defense. They're expected to get a monster amount of points just because the Jets are so awful. So if you stream defenses like I do, I switch out my defense every week, match that cheap defense and be able to open yourself up to get your Ezekiel Elliott, you know, play him. He's gonna go out there and he's gonna ball so hard. This might be his one game in the next 7 weeks. So whatever Ezekiel Elliott has in the tank, I expect him to put out on the field in that Giants game.
Good play. I like that advice.
If you give us all the same players, though, we're just going to have to split the billion.
That's all right.
Well, we'll have to call each other separately then and do this on the down low.
Okay.
Doug, you're going to call Lisa and do it on the down low.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good master plan. As far as a player over the course of a season, or a few players over the course of a season, whom people might not necessarily be thinking, oh, this guy's going to do anything. Is there somebody that you're going, boy, you know what? People are high on this person, but I'm really high on him this year.
Well, we got Ted Ginn in New Orleans in a new home.
Ah, that's
Ted
a nice
Ginn,
play.
I mean, the fact that, you know, sometimes he's got a little bit of like what I call concrete hands, where he drops the ball a bit. But when you're looking at Willie Snead being suspended for the first three games of the season, Drew Brees can get that ball out there to Ted Ginn. And I think Ted Ginn is a great early season play because of the missing link there with Willie Snead. So I'm looking at Ted Ginn. Don't know if I can ride him for the season. So that's something that I'm really thinking. Brandon Cooks, of course, everyone was all over because everyone looked at it like, oh, Tom Brady, the new home in New England, that's an easy one. T.Y. Hilton, I would say avoid until we hear the news on Andrew Luck. Marvin Jones Jr. in Detroit is always, you know, he starts out a little bit slow and then he gets a little bit good, and I think he's going to be more consistent this year. And they played Stafford that big money. I feel like when a team plays a player that big money, they're seeing something potentially that maybe we're not having the same confidence in. I mean, Stafford was lasting till round 13, 14 in drafts, and I was like, wait a minute, this guy just got a huge paycheck, okay? He's got to be that good.
When you pick a kicker or something, you just make that fit under the salary cap, or it's pretty hard to know what a kicker's going to do, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty unpredictable. I mean, I went with Carlos Santos in like probably 70% of my leagues because of week 4 last year, where he had that monster week and he had like 37 fantasy points. And so to me, that's exciting enough as a fantasy player to hold on to him. But I will swap out my kicker as well. I'll look at a horrible team and a defense and say, okay, this is a spot. But you can't rely on points from your kicker because otherwise you'll get yourself kind of, you know, behind in money. So the lower the price, you know, you're looking at that as a budget thing. I always plug that spot in last.
And defense, same way, or you take
defense,
a little more?
Same way, but defense is very matchup reliant. You know, like I had said earlier about the Buffalo going up against the Jets, that's an easy one. I mean, of course, everyone's going to play Houston this week at home, going against Jacksonville. I think the narrative in Houston is beautiful. All that J.J. Watt has done for his city, for his state, and for the NFL to show other players what their possibilities are and how they could reach their celebrity status to the best of their ability. But I think Houston's going to be too expensive and not worth the play. I don't think you'll get enough points for the money that you're spending on Houston's defense.
Well, what do you think of the Rams just in general this year, as closely as you study everybody? Are they going to be as horrible as we hope they are?
They're not going to be. I know you guys are still so spiteful. I love it. Yeah. They're not going to be quite as horrible as they were last year. I mean, last year was like flag football for me and my girlfriends, you know? New coach, new system, adjusted to their first year. To me, I thought it was very unfair to put Jared Goff in a team with a new coach in a new city on Hard Knocks. And I think that time that Hard Knocks stole from them was actually their bonding time. I do have a friend that works as a coordinator for the team, and he sees a much different element this year because they had their privacy at camp. They really got to know each other. And I do believe Goff has the skills, but I think that spotlight could have really blemished him forever, because let's face it, they really made a fool out of Goff on that show. They really made him look like an idiot, and that's unfair to do to anybody, especially a young person who's probably already dealing with some insecurity issues. I mean, come on, people. You know, these people have to have confidence, total confidence.
Doug?
Do you still live in that area? I assume you lived in the L.A. area.
I do.
What's the fan reaction like out there? Are people excited about the Rams and Chargers or no?
You know, the stadium where they're playing is in such a bad area. So it's like the Coliseum is potentially beautiful, but it's so old and outdated that the tunnels are like narrow, like they, you know, they imitated the Coliseum in Italy. So it's kind of scary. And it's also a place, we went to one game last year, and my friends were all like, once it's dusk, we've got to get out of this neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's so much traffic, and it was so poorly planned that a lot of people, like, they can't sell that out, and it's only, what, $35,000? Same with the Chargers. That's less than a $30,000 stadium. The sad thing is to have two teams in Los Angeles, to me, even though the weather is great and you would think people would go, it's not enough of a sports city. I mean, even me out there trying to date, I can't date a guy that isn't in the sport, which means I can't date a guy from L.A. because they're just, like, oblivious to sports or even happening around them.
You have a hard time finding dates, do you?
I don't have a hard time. I just screen them very well. If you're born and raised in L.A., I need to know if you have any sports background, or I'm not even going to waste my time.
Nice. Are you picky when it comes to guys?
Yeah, what are you looking for, Lisa?
You know, he just has to be cool. I'm not a looks thing. I don't have a category. I couldn't paint you the picture of the perfect guy. He just has to be cool. He has to be easygoing, cool, and, you know, just not uptight in any way, shape, or form. That's as simple as it is for me. And he has to be into sports. He doesn't have to be, like, five sports in. He doesn't have to be in a NASCAR. We'll let that one go.
Yeah.
But he's got to be into football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. That's, if not, I just can't go.
Jennings, it sounds like, and Jennings, for you, your significant other needs to be in a hot foot play. Am I
correct?
Well,
not necessarily hot foot play. Lisa Ann, it's a shame that I am a respected member of the community here, and I have been labeled with a foot fetish. I have what is...
Well, wait, is that a picture of you online with a bunch of feet in your face?
Oh, that would be him.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I made it all the way out there. Did it?
I've never seen him blush. Yes, that's me. But that was for the listener.
Right.
My question...
Listen, as an outsider looking in, just seeing that photo, I'm saying you have a foot fetish.
There it is, Jennings. He's been diagnosed.
Well,
he is blushing. Look, I've never seen it.
She got me right there. There's no question. First of all, are you really 5'2"? Because you look taller than 5'2".
I am only 5'2", and that's really if I stand up tall. But so you know, when I was in the business, I learned early that I could make the photographers lay on the floor to shoot my pictures.
Oh, I need to do that.
And if they laid on the floor, I looked a lot taller.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have said no way under 5'5", I mean, maybe 5'7", 5'8". So they do a great job.
You know what? I'm going to visit you guys in the studio in person one day. Maybe
yes!
After the season, I'll take a trip out to you guys, okay? Oh, wow. We'll wrap up the season that way.
No question. Just out of curiosity, how do you personally...
No.
It's a legitimate question.
And your interest is so mild in the foot area.
How do you feel about your own feet, Lisanne?
I know for a fact that I have very nice feet. I will take a picture and send them to you later if you'd like.
Oh my word, Jay.
He'll be.
And I learned about feet, okay, because you know when you shoot foot fetish magazines. When I first got in the business, we shot a lot of foot fetish magazines and little foot fetish videos, and so I had to learn about it. So I learned what shape guys are drawn to. So like there was a 2-year period of time in my life where every time I was in a bathroom, I looked under the stalls to check out all the girls' feet to see, like, who had long, weird toe, who had a toe that went off to the side. Like, feet are really important. Pedicures, everything about feet. And usually smaller girls with smaller feet have nicer feet.
Interesting.
She is on it.
It's the perfect gal for you.
There's something going on.
My last question.
Oh, I didn't know you had.
No, I got one.
He's going to be out of commission later today, by the way. There's no question.
I love this.
No, I teased this question earlier because I have seen plenty of work that Lisa Ann has done. But you did work with kind of a quasi-celebrity, if you will, Amy Fisher. And I'm curious two things, and I know you're very
honest. The Long Island and Lolita.
Yes. How did that happen? And then B, 1 to 5, how was it?
Great questions, Jennings. I'm glad you saved this. This is wonderful.
Okay, anytime there was a big event in the business, I was always asked to work. So whether it was China, when she came in and did a couple of scenes, I worked with China.
Yep.
When it was Amy Fisher, you know, it was Amy Fisher. So a company reached out to me. Now, let me tell you what I found out about Amy Fisher when I met her.
God, this is great.
She is so beautiful in person. And I said to her, like, I got to be real with you, like, being in jail was great for your skin because you didn't have any sun exposure. you haven't abused yourself by smoking and drinking and doing drugs. So, like, she looked like she was in a time capsule. So I was fascinated with how gorgeous she was, how natural her skin looked, and how beautiful she was. So right there was cool. And she was so sweet. And it was really a odd moment for me because I grew up on the East Coast. I remember when it happened. I was old enough to know everything about this. And then here I am in front of this person realizing kind of what a bum deal she got in life. You know, she really got manipulated emotionally by a man who convinced her to do this. And then
Joey Buttafuoco.
And it was just a bizarre, you know, event because I really kind of, I felt for her, but I realized this girl's life is forever tarnished by this situation. I mean, it was heinous, but it was great working with her. She was very sexual. She was really into it. And you could tell that she was just happy to try new things after sitting in jail for that many years.
God, what a great answer. What a great answer.
Didn't she shoot Joy Buttafuoco's wife in the face?
I don't remember anything about that.
She did at her front
Mary Jo.
She watched every version of it on Lifetime. Remember? They had Alyssa Milano play her in one. There was a ton of ones done. Hey, speaking of people getting out of jail, what do you guys think about the Juices loose October 1st?
Have you ever crossed paths with him?
I have not, but and now he's going to be moving to Florida, which bums out everybody in L.A. who was waiting for him to get a reality show.
That's what people are more interested in that than the Rams or Chargers.
100%. All of my friends are talking about it.
Well, Lisa Ann, we love having you on the show. It
love
would be super cool if you did come to St. Louis and hang out with us. I know our listeners would absolutely love that. You're a legend, and the fantasy football knowledge is outstanding as well. Every week here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, every Friday, brought to you by DB's. Enjoy Vegas, sister. Thanks so much, Lisa Ann.
Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Have an awesome weekend,
you
okay?
You too. There she is, Lisa Ann, the great Jennings. I feel like you're in love now.
Well, it's close.
I feel like you're moving off of Lady Bearcats and Scott Sprinkle Ball Sack's wife.
I may just pop in on Fridays to say hi.
Oh, is that right?
If she sends you personal
she's gonna
pictures
send you
of
pictures.
Her feet, I have a feeling we won't see you for a full week.
I agree.
Well, again, might be the best I've ever worked with.
Yeah, that's Ariana Marie. Yeah, you might have to change that.
She, I believe if Lisa Ann came into town,
okay,
and we did a foot fetish at a Hot Shots,
yep,
that might be the end.
Katie, I mean, bar the door.
That, or unless you get
so we would have to do it at the Fenton location because you want to pay homage.
Got to be at the hall. Got to be at the Yankee Stadium.
Right. That is Friday.
I'm into Big Jug.
I had a couple of friends tell me, I guess it was regarding Janine, that if we ever had Janine into town, they would like bring their wives. They were so excited. That like the wives.
No,
would
I think it would be a big.
And I think the same thing could apply to Lisa Ann,
no
where
doubt.
Families would come.
Well, we've already got the Ledoux guy that brings his kid.
I knew that I had to have you inside.
A couple of them. The two kids.
Right in the front.
Right.
I'd like to see more children at TMA Live.
It really would. It'd be good for the hat sales.
No, Protective Services will be notified. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, you just heard Lisa Ann's advice. Doug, you're all over Charles Clay now this weekend because of
Lisa. I wrote his name down.
You got your picks for DraftKings. Yeah, Ted Ginn does sound like a good play. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season's here. There's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are so many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Quarterback to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Quarterback to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. There it is. DraftKings.
Now, wouldn't recommend that you refinance your mortgage to take money out to gamble on football. But there are plenty of reasons that would make some sense. Like if you got some tuition to pay for, or if you're going to remodel a house, or pay off credit card debt, because the average American household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt, and over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of that credit card debt right now. With a cash out refinance with the Home Loan Expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all, and that would make a world of sense. To refinance your mortgage, pay it off at 3%, whatever the rate is today. It's very, very low. Certainly far lower than what you're paying on these credit cards. So give Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team a call and get that taken care of. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard, and the reason they do that is so that you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else, man? Eek! Call Ryan
at
314-781-9-
Whoa.
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
And a friendly reminder, as you get ready to have some cocktails this weekend, that Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Skål! That's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. Reyka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reyka vodka made of Iceland. The official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Please enjoy Reyka vodka responsibly. Well, it's been a magical week on the program, and we recap it every Friday here.
I thought we did that already.
No. Those are drops.
Totally different than the cuts.
Similar.
With the Bertarelli Cutlery. Cuts of the week.
Cuts of the week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
That's not to suggest that all of the sessions are the equivalent of a thrill ride, because they're not. But when you're in a room listening to Bruce Prichard, Eric Newsom, or Paul Culligan, it's different than the normal stuff.
Who are these people? And why do we care about this?
I'm Googling right now.
Cut two.
I got a call once when my oldest Johnny was about 2.5 or 3. It was left on my voicemail at work. And it was my wife saying, "You got to meet us at St. John's. Johnny's hurt. The fireman says he may need plastic surgery. See you there. Goodbye."
What? What? What was that? Fireman?
Cut three.
Yeah, an RX bar. You ever had an RX bar?
That doesn't sound good. Chris Gardner just walked in with a French toast muffin. That's what you're missing out on.
Well, I'm also missing out on his extra 40 pounds.
Oh my word.
Blatant shot of Chris Gardner, the nicest guy.
He offered us pieces of his muffin.
Cut four.
I don't think their direction is proper. I don't think whoever's writing the scripts for those guys are using their head to write. Hey, it's Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. Sorry, I had to get that in there.
That's okay.
We were in a Redwood Fair in Columbus, Ohio. On the TV happened to be a cartoon. And as we're walking out, we hear, "Meanwhile, back at the Legion of Doom," it was a Super Friends cartoon. So I said, "We gotta use that, man. We gotta be the Legion of Doom."
Do you ever keep in touch with your son? You know, he's probably still a famous football player.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's my son. Of course I keep in touch with him.
Cut five.
They're always hot. Because we were near the sun and we didn't have a roof. And we liked it that way.
At least you had the sun. We would have loved to have had some big star out there warming everything up. We didn't have that. We lived in ice. And we loved it.
Cut six.
I'm just trying to get rid of a little used furniture. And all that happens is scam artists all over North America. It's just dining room furniture, for crying out loud. It's used. Why must everyone try to scam me? Craigslist scam, eBay scam. It's just furniture.
Cut seven.
Like, just do whatever you want. It's your marriage.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get married in a church? Great.
You want to get married on the beach? Great.
You want to leave and not tell anyone to be married?
What are you standing for? Truthfully, like, if my boyfriend, like, wants to marry me that much.
Hope Seymour's enjoying this.
Oh my God, that's shocking to me. I'll just take the ring. I don't really care.
Seymour hates us.
They're the worst people.
And they do it clothed. I mean, I can understand if they had
naked at least. Take your top off at least.
Doug, there it is. Those are the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And I see on the fan page, J. Randolph Jr.'s synapses are on fire right now. Dial 911. And then Jennings has responded, "Huge morning for Daddy." So the daddy thing is
catching on.
Has she got your number so she can send
you
these pictures?
Yeah, where is she going to send these pictures?
She can send it wherever she wants.
Wow.
Yeah. Is she on your Mount Rushmore all time? Where's your Mount Rushmore? Aunt Peg?
No, I do.
Margaret?
I do go. No, I actually put Honey Wilder over Kay Parker.
I have no idea who that is.
That's old school.
James Wilder played at Mizzou.
Iggy's either nodding his head or shaking his head. But I'd have to go Honey Wilder, Julia Ann. Boy, there's so many.
Do you go neener?
Janine gets into it so much in certain scenes. And then I'd probably have to go
Lexington Steel.
No brother. I mean, no boys. a gal named Santa Fe.
I don't know who that is either. I don't know who half your Mount Rushmore is.
You'd have to Google Santa Fe, but I'm sick that way.
Doug, Santa Fe, isn't that the capital of... Is that the capital of New Mexico? Is it Santa Fe?
I'm going to show Doug Santa Fe. Yeah.
Isn't that Dionne Warwick? Do you know it as Santa Fe?
No, it's San Jose.
Santa Fe is a very trendy town for people that have a lot of money.
We're trendy. We ought to go there.
Retire there. It's a pretty neat
Jennings is on the...
Santa Fe, Doug.
Santa Fe, friend of the family.
I'm truly, she's a friend of the Randolph,
yeah, big
the senator?
Sure, but I can only hope.
Do you feel like, is this like your version of Christmas Eve? Because you're going to get a gift of pictures that your vitals will begin to redline.
I consider myself lucky.
God. It's like Lou Gehrig at Yankee Stadium.
That's what I'm to get to deal with Lisa Ann, to deal with Ariana Marie. I mean,
Kitten Navidad.
Can you put an echo effect? So today, I consider myself.
The plow daddy's looking for. Sea Monster just texted me. She has my number. And as you can see, the cat, a little smiley face with sunglasses emoji. So the Sea Monster is.
Sneaky V, take
care. Yeah, he's got it all figured out in there in that other room. Guys, I thought Junior liked Doma. Is it Duma? Doma?
Oh, Dumay.
Dumay.
Well, that's the problem. I Dumay is top notch. D-E-A-X.
French gal?
No, afraid. She's been to New Orleans, but.
Oh, well, that counts. Cajun.
I like Dumay.
Backwoods Cajun.
You'd
gal.
Like Dumay.
She seems a little older.
She is. Dumay's older. Yeah. I trend older. But lately, I've been trending younger.
Really?
Yep.
Is when that you... Scott Sprinkleball's ex-wife?
No.
Just whoever happens to be there.
Pretty much. You're right. Thank you, Doug.
Hey, buddy boys. Steelworker Gail here. Doug, another woman texting in.
Right.
Steelworker Gail. I'll tell you what. Lisa Ann is pretty great. I don't like football, but I won't miss her segment. She's a delight.
Steelworker Gail. Maybe the top-rated segment coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Now, Thurman is texting me. No sisters on your list. No Thurm, no sisters.
That's not your...
Hey, well, I'll tell you,
there are a couple of new African-American lasses in the industry, and I'm very, very high on them.
I've noticed
and I might release a power rankings this weekend right before Missouri in South Carolina. Jay loves the Gilfs, and that's a known fact. That comes from Butch Patrick's Werewolf. That's
very nice. Yeah,
grandmother?
Grandmother.
Yeah. And Doug loves the Dilfs, and that's enough. Okay, that comes from Butch Patrick's.
So when you say older, are you talking about 40-something?
I mean, I...
The Sea Monster with Lisa Ann's phone number. Very happy
alone.
About
he's an older guy.
I mean, on a personal like level.
Like. Julie Ann's like close to 50, I think, at this point.
Yeah, which is right in that wheelhouse right there.
No. What about that? Would that be something where that's kind of a fetish for some people? All right, I don't know what everybody's into. That's my credo. Mm-hmm. Penny save, penny earn. This is crazy. Hey, Lou Fest is this weekend. I know a lot of people will be ponied up. Weather looks incredible for Lou Fest this weekend. 590 The Fan partnering with Lou Fest once again this year and offering 1 and 2 day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September 9th and 10th. This is brought to you by Bud Light Bar, Louie, and Country Financial. Music X includes Snoop Dogg, Weezer, Cage the Elephant, Run the Jewels, Spoon, Marian Hill, and so many more. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar sponsored by Bar Louie, outdoor lounge, lawn games with prizes, and, of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts. The tickets are first come, first serve, and are on sale now. Visit InsideSTL.com and get yours before they're gone. It's Lou Fest. And Inside STL and 590 The Fan this weekend down at Forest Park. And if you're looking to wager, I'm sure a lot of people might be looking to get healthy after last night and taking the Patriots. People always ask us for advice on where to wager. I am telling you, here, I actually have the check from the Bank of Shanghai. I hope I did. And now if I lost the check, we're going to have a problem.
It's just money. You got more where that came from.
That's exactly.
Son.
Well, they're not taking it at the bank, unfortunately. But the point is go to mybookie.ag and you will get paid off. I think I left it in the whip. But mybookie.ag is the place where I am wagering. I live bet on the Patriots last night. It just didn't work out. Make your way to MyBookie. You win and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. And that is so huge and so important. Plus, some sites don't let you put certain games, like college games and parlays and teasers. And when you got a 44-point number, like Fresno State and Bama, Doug, you could do a sweetheart teaser get yourself 56 points against Roll Tide and put that with a bunch of other games, and you would ship it. You would ship it is what you would do.
I don't usually have real good luck when I do that.
Ship it. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. It's MyBookie.ag. Great sponsor here of the Ryan Kelly morning after. Doug called me daddy in my treehouse last weekend whilst listening to Barry Manilow. It was so hot.
I wasn't in a treehouse.
Recreator? You don't get into a lot of treehouses these days, do we?
Mm-mm. No, they used to be a big thing. Everybody had a treehouse in their neighborhood. I don't think you see many of them. One kid fell out, broke his arm. That's it. Treehouses are done. We're done with that.
Adults in a treehouse, it's a bad sign.
Well, someone's got to build it.
You got a kid, you want to build your kid a treehouse, that's fine.
Fine.
Otherwise, Doug,
stay out of it.
Don't need to be anywhere near a treehouse.
Mm-hmm. Guys, as long as I have a face, Julianne and Lisa Ann have a place to... You know, these people are sneaking them in. Don't sneak them in. No. Jay, your thoughts on the classic candy stripers and the closing orgy scene with the great Sharon Thorpe and Nancy Hoffman. It was one of my favorites. Thanks. That's from Jeff with two Fs. I don't know what this is.
Well, there was a day when... You didn't have as easy access to that industry as you did, and there was a thing called Cinemax or Showtime.
Well, they still exist. Ray Donovan, you can see Bunchy there Sunday.
I understand, but for many of us, as we entered the latter stages of our teenage years, Friday night and Saturday night at about 11 or midnight, some of those channels would show movies that were different than what they'd show in 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What do you like, sports themes?
No. Guy named Jose. You know, like Emmanuel 9 or...
Emmanuel 9.
Now, did your parents know you were watching this?
No, they didn't know.
You snuck away into the basement?
The maid knew, but...
How did the maid know?
Where was Senior? At the track?
Senior was at the track or doing a game or something.
He was on the Marlins.
Yeah, there you go. The candy strippers was good.
And then a penis.
Iggy knows all about that stuff.
He's in the other studio with the Seat Monster, who's very happy to have Lisa Ann's number and is awaiting a picture of her feet to forward to you.
Who knew about him? Sneaky V.
He is Sneaky V, isn't he? He really is.
Barrett would be so disappointed.
Sometimes the fan pinners like to capture what he likes on Twitter, and it is a little creepy.
Do they really? They stalk that?
They get him. Yep.
Yeah, you can't get anything by the fan pin. You just can't. I mean, it's like 5,800 spies, you know? Shave up. Obviously, I'm not, but I would recommend that you do, when I was shaving, shave using Harry's razors. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free just to cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and we have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Is that all right? Get started with Harry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. When the Cardinals go back on the road, the Cat is brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. Just look for the big gold trucks. All right, Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. It's what it's all about. It's what it's all about, Jack. Suspension special at Hot Shots is the prize for the Hot Shots email of the day. All right, here we go. Morning. I'm hot. You're hot. Snap my overalls off. I'll have the steak fries, please. They seem a bit dry. Can I sop them? Let me dip those spuds in your rewarding chamby pot juice to wash them down. Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000. And Dougie included a picture of himself. That's Tunnels 12,000.
That's not him. That's a mugshot of somebody going where Tunnels 12,000 should go.
But they didn't
prison.
They didn't get suspended to Tunnels.
Tunnels 12,000 narrowly avoid suspension.
Do people dip fries in chamber pots?
I don't think they do. I'm real sure they don't.
In honor of the guy who bet the farm on the Pats money line last night, a poem. Biff's calls are too long. I wish he would drink bleach. Biff talks too slow. Please go drink bleach. Biff has a lot of money. I wish he would jump from a crane. Biff loves prostitution. Please go jump from a crane. Biff goes to restaurants hoping to grab on them butts. I listen to TMA hoping to get up in Doug's guts.
No.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's, decided it was time to strike.
Matt, who bowls
mauled you to sleep, didn't he? At Hank's.
He did. You got comfortable, and all of a sudden.
The question is, if he sneaks it by Tim, then it's okay to vote for it if it.
That's
if
correct.
It's the best.
Those are the official bylaws.
It's red doesn't mean
it's the bylaws. Yeah, and the Sea Monster thought that needed to be second in the lineup today.
There you go, Sneaky.
A cool summer night, a crowded dance floor. We lock eyes somehow. I know. I follow him into the bathroom. I walk in. He tiptoes behind me and whispers ever so softly into my starboard ear. I like that starboard ear.
I don't care for it.
The DraftKings promo code is quarterback. I whisper back, did you say cornerback? But before I could finish my query, he prowled over to the northwest stall. Reverse cowgirl, he sat on the toilet eating deep-fried tuna-battered steak fries off the tank lid. He unbuttoned and removed his duster. The back of his undershirt said Kirkwood Pioneers Class of 77. It was then I knew I was walking in tall cotton. With a velvety voice, much like Mel Torme, he said, oops, I guess I'm gay now. I couldn't resist. His ankles touched his wrist, so I gave him my throbbing man fist.
No. No, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Peter Dinklage's third leg decided to ratchet his game
Peter
up.
Peter Dinklage's third leg has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
You let that go too long, Doug.
In the Hotshots suspension log,
you're getting old.
There are 11 locations. Hey, thank you, Wright Business Products. I just noticed I'm using one of your pens again. Thank you, Wrightsy.
I was so inspired by Biff's poem, I wrote an ode to Biff. Biff talks slow. Biff thinks slow. To Hooters, he will go. Or to strip bars, he could go. Biff loves the show. Biff called the show. I'm on the go. Time for me to go. Thanks. A.M. in the P.M. Dan Beal. Dan
nice Beal. That was a good one.
He misses FFFs, Jennings. He's a big FFF guy, Dan Beal.
Give me some Dan Beal.
Hey, Doug, I need a little advice. My younger brother is getting married to a woman this weekend. I'm married to a woman, too, and I'm not gay. But my question is, if there is no place to bang the cutest groomsman discreetly, is it okay to use the glory holes in the venue where the reception's being held, or should I take them to the back seat of my 1994 Ford Tempo and treat their prostate like a piñata in there? Thanks in advance. Have a blessed weekend, Mr. Nipples.
It's not a good email. We've been talking mostly about football, a little Cardinals.
Little daddy talk.
So where do these emails come from? Are they even listening?
Hey, kiddos. All these epic storms have me thinking back to Hurricane Iggy that ravaged our region low so many years back. Thankfully, I saw the runaways before Hurricane Ig leveled Rico's too. And the damage to the city's communications infrastructure has never been repaired. In fact, to this day, the phone lines will mysteriously stop working right in the middle of Iggy interviews with D-list celebs. Batten down the hatches and stay safe out there. You never know when the monster of Maryland Heights may strike again. That's from the Webster Weenpeeker.
Webster Weenpeeker.
People. Did I hear correctly yesterday that Jennings called a master's in his youth? So let me get this straight. This gentleman called a major has a grandfather who was an effing U.S. senator and a father who called games for a World Series champion team. But this gentleman now spends his time playing Candy Crush five-ish hours a day and licking the bottom of some stranger's feet for a radio bit. Wow. Strange stuff, Jay. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Timmy Tom Tom.
Jennings, you want to...
I have nothing to say. Stuff happens.
Times were tough growing up on the streets of Thailand whilst my Navy dad was messing around with prostitutes. Then my buddy swallowed that engagement ring when that bitch Paula dumped him. Yet I still graduated as a naval aviator. But none of it mattered if I lost him. Not that fight with my instructor or helping that Seeger over the wall whilst I was about to break the record. So I went into his factory job and put my graduation hat on his 40% hair melon as he took me from behind and rocked me like a hurricane whilst calling me daddy. And that is the story the third time Doug and I did the wild thing in front of 50 people. Some Injun Joe's cave ride.
That is the story. Who wraps up an email with that is the story? We just heard the story.
Didn't Paul Harvey do that?
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Marrier.
Guys, did you know the character Elmo Blatch in Shawshank Redemption was actually based on the real-life Iggy Strode? Hangs around golf courses, murders bankers' wives, and gets away with it. Weird first name. Yeah, I was surprised, too. Really fascinating stuff. Also, Mickey Rooney played Mr. Yu-Yoshi in Shawshank Redemption.
I like that picture.
If you remember, he was the one of the sisters and got to Andy in the laundry room. He also never consummated his marriage to Ava Gardner. Thanks. Dogtown Astro Man.
Dogtown.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short head.
Hanks, Dogtown, Astro Man. I'm going Dogtown, Astro Man.
God, it's a good one. There's some good ones. Some good ones. Hanks.
I'll vote for a nice little pleasant little clean email and Dan Beal.
God, I
think you opened the door for Matt.
I think I got to go Matt Hubbles.
You know, you can't even help Doug. Even if you're trying to help Doug.
I'm voting for the best one.
Matt Hubbles and Hanks was the best one.
No, it wasn't as vile.
Plowhawk agrees. The Plow Daddy, as he's now known. Well, that'll do it. Hey, before we go, make sure that you know that DraftKings is the place to go and play this weekend. We already have that league. Plus, you can play in those huge games they have at DraftKings.com. It's DraftKings.com, and we have the TMA game up there. Join in. It will fill up, and when it does, there's nothing you can do. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season is here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. Here's what you need to do. Go to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website, see DraftKings.com for details. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. That will do it for us. Frank Cusimano is up next. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamoss, for Mother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Jennings Randolph Jr., for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.